This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And it's a pleasure to be here, to be right here behind this very microphone, the place I like to be on weekends. And hopefully you'll join me for the next hour or two to receive wisdom about vitamins, supplements, natural therapies, and the best of high-tech medicine. Put those all together for you each weekend here on Intelligent Medicine. Our number for questions is 877-726-8255. We hope you call us and take part. You can come directly to the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-TALK is our number. And we got lots to talk about on this weekend. You can hear a lot about this. This is a story that we want to get in front of because, well, the headlines are kind of deceptive. This one comes to us from NPR.org. No wonder it works so well. There may be Viagra in that herbal supplement. And these are stories that the mainstream media has picked up in the wake of publication in Journal of the American Medical Association of a study entitled Unapproved Pharmaceutical Ingredients Included in Dietary Supplements Associated with U.S. Food and Drug Administration Warnings. And, you know, this has been around for as long as I've been in the field of integrative medicine. I remember a patient that I saw. Well, it must have been in the 1980s when I was first beginning my practice, who came into me telling me about these wonderful Chinese black balls. And he showed them to me. There were these little balls that looked like black tar. They didn't look like official supplements. They came in a little box with Chinese writing on them. And he said that they worked great for his arthritis. They were terrific. I had to check them out. I had to prescribe them to my patients. He was very, very enthused about them. It subsequently emerged within a few months that these Chinese black balls, as they were called, were spiked with prednisone, which obviously is going to reduce inflammation, but it's going to cause a lot of problems. In fact, in the case of this patient, he was suffering from bipolar disorder. So taking steroids sent him over the edge in terms of manic episodes. So maybe not so great. And, oh, by the way, there's a lot of negative side effects to prednisone. If you need to take it, okay. But if you inadvertently take it day in and day out because it makes you feel so good with your arthritis, problems could arise. Well, that was about 30 years ago. Fast forward to 2018 and same story. But what this study is going to make you think and what the headlines are going to lead you to believe is that it's a free fire zone out there and that virtually any supplement you take could be laced with some adulterant, some sort of pharmaceutical drug that amps up its effect. But looking more closely at the study, what they're focusing on is supplements that received a warning from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which would be, in my estimation, probably less than one-tenth of 1% of all the supplements out there. And, oh, by the way, there were only 776 of them That amidst the tens of thousands of supplements that are available. And the vast majority of these were products commonly marketed for sexual enhancement, weight loss, or muscle building. And these are supplements which I virtually never recommend. I've been approached by lots and lots of sponsors who say, I've got this great thing for male sexual enhancement, or I've got this amazing product that makes your muscles expand. And these are supplements that I reject out of hand because of the concern that they may contain stuff that is unwelcome. The most common adulterants were sildenafil, which is the active ingredient in Viagra for sexual enhancement supplements, sibutramine for weight loss supplements. That's a form of speed. And steroids or steroid-like ingredients for muscle-building supplements. So call it what you will, whether it's testosterone or whether it's some variant on the theme. These are anabolic steroids. And they're illegal. They're even not approved for regular prescribing by doctors, but they find their way into some of these illicit products. So in this JAMA editorial, they're saying, oh, we need better controls over supplement quality. And it's kind of a paradox, because what they're saying here is that U.S. Food and Drug Administration already issued warnings on these products from 2007 through 2016. But unfortunately, it's a little bit like whack-a-mole, because once one product is withdrawn, another product re-arises. The supplement industry is a tale of two cities. There's a lot of great supplements out there, great companies that test their ingredients, that do quality control, that even screen for the presence of harmful chemicals like PCBs and harmful heavy metals like lead, mercury, cadmium, aluminum, and so on. And there are other companies that are unscrupulous, that kind of appeal to that part of human nature that wants to, I don't know, fight against nature and looking for a quick fix for such problems as impotence, obesity, in some cases hair loss. Those supplements too, while less dangerous, usually don't deliver. And so let's get ahead of some of these headlines and recognize that this does not constitute an indictment of the supplement industry per se. The vast majority of supplements out there, certainly the supplements that I use and recommend, are safe and free of harmful adulterants. Our number, 877-726-8255. Let's take a call now from Mike in Philadelphia. How you doing, Mike?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Yes, sorry about what you guys inflicted on us Giants the other night. That was that wasn't pretty. Philadelphia Eagles.
Didn't catch it, but sorry. anyway, my question is, I was actually concerned about lead and arsenic contamination in homemade bone broth. I read that that can be a big problem. So I actually was entertaining professional like collagen supplements for joint pain. Mm-hmm. And my question was, I observed that type 1 collagen, you need like 4 heaping spoonsful a day. Mm-hmm. But this type 2, which is meant for the joints, you just take one measly little capsule at once at night on an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. A, is that true? How could one little capsule help your joint when for the skin and other stuff, it takes 4 heaping spoonfuls of collagen?
Okay, well, so what we're talking about, you know, this is really an excellent question, Mike. You know, as usual, you're one of our frequent contributors here on Intelligent Medicine with your questions. And it's a good question. Let's start from the premise that maybe things that are extracted from bone aren't necessarily that healthy. There was a scare back in the 90s about calcium supplements made from bovine bone. The problem being is that they had fairly high levels of lead. Unfortunately, they were harvested from cattle that grazed near highways, and in those days there was still a considerable amount of lead from gasoline. especially in countries where lead wasn't prohibited. And you'd get this bovine calcium, which is natural, organic, okay, fine, but fairly high levels of lead. So there was contamination. When you're talking about the two different collagen products, I mean, there's some products that are just plain collagen, and it requires more to get an effect. So that may be why there's a differential in the undenatured collagen type 2, which is a highly purified form of collagen, very concentrated, delivers benefits in tiny amounts. But a separate question, because you have several issues that you bring up in your question, is whether there could be contaminants in there. And there's an answer to that question, and it comes to us from an article in a journal called Food recently done. The study was done in 2017. It addresses precisely your concern. It's titled Essential and Toxic Metals in Animal Bone Broths. And, you know, what they say here is, in the background, this investigation examines the extraction of metals from animal bones into broth and assesses whether bone broths are good sources of essential metals and the risks associated with the consumption of toxic metals. And they did this, all this complicated analysis, and it goes on page after page after page after page. And what they found is that calcium supplements that are made from bone meal actually sometimes deliver significant amount of lead, and some even contain cadmium. But what they found with the bone broths is that the bone broths actually have minimal amounts of potentially toxic things like lead, cadmium, and aluminum. They do deliver some essential minerals like calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, copper, and chromium in very, very tiny amounts. But, you know, the primary benefits of these bone broths is the collagen and the hydroxyapatite that can be extracted from them, which actually may help to heal the gut, may also help to support bone. And so while you're not going to get tons of calcium from bone broth, you're going to get some substances that actually help to support bone mineral density and may help heal leaky gut, for example. So does that help you out? Does that somewhat reassure you on that count?
A little bit. I like the fact that the collagen supplements I was entertaining were all fully tested for the heavy metal contamination.
And that's a responsible manufacturer that does that. Yeah, good.
Yeah, so that felt reassuring as opposed to I can't quite afford like pastured chicken bones and grass-fed cow bones. So what I'd be buying is this like CAFO kind of, you know, bad bones and stuff. And I'm like, I thought instead of concentrating and extracting potentially bad stuff out of that, I thought it'd be safer to go for just a professional, refined, tested collagen supplement.
And, so that's, you know, I think the bottom line, you know, with the best policy is to take the bones that you use, you know, get them from grass-fed beef or natural pasture-raised chicken, free-range chicken, and just make them yourself. It's cheaper that way. That's what I do. I use a crock pot, cook down the bones, and extract the broth. And that's, I think, a more economical way around that. Again, a lot of people look for the convenience of instant broths they buy in the health food store. That's okay, too, but it could be more expensive. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Many of you know that we have additional content at Intelligent Medicine, not just this weekend program, which is heard live across stations around the country. But we do podcasts during the week, podcasts that you can download. One of our recent podcasts was on the subject of water and hydration with Dr. Dana Cohen, my good colleague who's just written a best-selling book entitled Quench. And it talks about all the benefits of drinking H2O. And so here's a remarkable study, not on a breakthrough drug that costs $100,000 a year, but on upping water intake and its benefits, especially for women who have recurrent urinary tract infections. And what they did is they selected women who are prone to UTIs. They found women who, on the average, suffered from about 3 urinary tract infections per year, and yet drank, well, a moderately reasonable amount of water, up to 1.5 liters of water per day. They were divided into two groups. Either they were told to keep drinking what they were drinking, or they were told to drink an additional 1.5 liters of water more than their normal intake. And what they found was quite remarkable. The women who increased their water intake had 48% fewer repeat bladder infections than those women who consumed their usual volume of fluids. So this is quite interesting. The women who, in this 12-month study, consumed more water had on average 1.7 episodes of urinary tract infections, compared with 3.2 episodes in the group that were just told to drink whatever they're drinking. And moreover, there was a dramatic reduction in the requirement for antibiotics, 1.9 in the water group compared to 3.6 in the control group, so practically cutting in half the need for antibiotics. So the research has concluded, it seems appropriate for clinicians who counsel healthy women with recurrent urinary tract infections to routinely ask about daily fluid intake and to recommend increased intake of water, especially in those who drink no more than 1.5 liters of fluids daily, as a safe and inexpensive alternative to strategies that employ antibiotics. Very cool. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-8255. For Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It's great being with you this weekend, and we invite you to call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And pose a question, as Linda's about to. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. My soon-to-be 72-year-old mother just got her DEXA scan result, and I believe it's called a T-score.
Yep.
Her hip was negative 1.7, mm-hmm. and lower back was negative 3.4. So mm-hmm. her conventional doctor recommended Fosamax and 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. So she's not able to see an integrative or functional medicine doctor. So I was just wondering what else she could do to help improve her score.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, the score in the hip is not that bad. It's 1.7, which is sort of mild to moderate osteopenia. And osteopenia is not a disease. It's just sort of relative bone loss that occurs with aging. So we don't need to treat that. But the spine is showing some significant bone loss. A minus 3.4 is well past the threshold for osteoporosis. So we're actually getting to nearly a critical point. And, you know, I kind of make a judgment call when I see a patient. If they have very severe bone loss, then I'm sometimes tempted to suggest that they take medication along with the proper nutritional support. So I'm not quite prepared to tell you, oh, don't worry about it, you know, just take nutritional supplements. They are very effective in mild to moderate osteoporosis, but for severe osteoporosis, sometimes we need medication. But if you want to find, I mean, if you want to do a DIY, do-it-yourself protocol on this, and that may be reasonable for a year or two until you get the next DEXA, you really need to see some improvement from that minus 3.4 score, and if not, you're going to have to pull the trigger on medication. But sometimes it's warranted to do a trial of a year or two. Usually DEXAs are scheduled every 2 years. That's what insurance permits. And it might be reasonable to go to drhoffman.com and click on the protocols that we have there, because we have a bone support protocol there that includes such things as vitamin K2 and vitamin D, a supplement called Ostera, Ostanol, but most importantly, strontium. Strontium is a real effective bone builder. In fact, in Europe, it's actually a medication. It's a prescription medication. And it's a potent way of building bone. Works in the vast majority of our patients. And from time to time, I see a treatment failure. But that's often due to the fact that people don't take their supplements consistently. We saw that recently in a patient who came to see us. So that's where you can get the 411 on precisely which supplements I recommend. We actually list some protocols there. Popular this season, immune support protocol because of the change in seasons. But there's also a bone support protocol there as well. You can check it out at drhoffman.com or at drhoffmanstore.com. That's a special website that will take you right to FullScript, which is our online dispensary. And there you can obtain products that are physician prescribed and high quality. Thanks for your call. And speaking of products that are high quality and physician prescribed, let's talk about the products from a place called Claire. Claire makes high quality products, Claire Labs. I've been using them for years. And your brain's complex metabolism requires many nutrients for optimum performance. There's excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol and environmental exposures and free radicals. They may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. There's a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that I like that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's called Neurothera from Claire Labs. Neurothera provides balanced neuronutrition. Hey, we coined a phrase there, neuronutrition, feed your head, as Greg Slick once said, part of Jefferson Airplane. Used daily, Neuronothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress as well as inflammation. Neurothera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in Neurothera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, which you can find at drhoffmanstore.com, along with the bone health protocols, immune health protocols, and daily supplement protocols that I've listed there for your convenience. For more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. An ancient disease is making a comeback. It's typhus. And typhus has been around as long as human history. Now it's making a comeback, according to health authorities in Los Angeles, among the homeless. Homeless camps in Los Angeles are just exploding. And under conditions of poverty, disease flourishes. And it's thought that fleas may be the vector that transmits typhus. Typhus was responsible for the terrible epidemics that occurred in Athens in ancient times. They're recorded in some of the historical documents that we retrieved from there. It was also responsible for the decimation of Napoleon's armies during the retreat from Moscow in the winter of 1812. Napoleon had great success in making headway deep into the Russian heartland in his campaign in the 1800s. But the Russians burned Moscow, and then winter set in, and the French had to retreat. And during that retreat, their army of 500,000 dwindled to just 100,000 survivors. And more were killed by typhus than by the Russians. It's a terrible scourge. Epidemic typhus also killed millions of prisoners in Nazi concentration camps during World War II. And with conditions of poor nutrition and poor sanitation, typhus exacted a terrible toll in camps such as Auschwitz, Theresienstadt, and Bergen-Belsen. And in addition, it may have also contributed to the deaths of millions more because it provided an excuse for the Nazis to round up prisoners and concentration camp inmates and tell them to go into disinfectant showers, which turned out to be gas chambers. So typhus has a terrible, terrible history, and it's very disconcerting. It's making a comeback. It can be treated with public health measures, with hygiene, proper cleanliness, eradicating the fleas that transmit it, but also, should it occur, with prompt administration of antibiotics. It should not exact a terrible toll, but yet it's a telling situation there where this ancient scourge is returning because of the terrible conditions that are occurring in homeless camps in Southern California. This item, you soon may be seeing cholesterol-reducing probiotics. That's if a company called Sabinsa achieves its goals. Sabinsa is a company that makes all kinds of nutraceuticals, and they've acquired a patent for a probiotic strain that's called lactospore. And lactospore could be effective in managing high cholesterol, and it may ultimately reduce the incidence of coronary heart disease. This lactospore is effective in reducing cholesterol, and how it does that is it influences the microbiome they act as pac-men, kind of gobbling up the cholesterol and transmitting it harmlessly out of the body. The probiotic strain was found to be positive for bile salt hydrolase enzyme activity. It's a way that the microbiome regulates metabolism. So the microbiome is so key in so many areas, not just in gut health, but also in cardiovascular health. So we'll keep you posted as this product makes headway towards the marketplace. Some people suffer from what's called sudden sensory neural hearing loss. It's kind of lights out on your hearing, and it's a devastating condition. It's usually treated with steroids, and that's it. But steroids don't often do the trick. When I see patients with this problem, I suggest that they take high doses of alpha-lipoic acid, if possible, intravenous glutathione, and another therapy. And this therapy has now been validated in a clinical study, hyperbaric oxygen, effective for sudden sensory neural hearing loss. Endpoint of complete hearing recovery was seen in 30% of patients who got hyperbaric oxygen at the time of hearing loss, compared with just 20% who got ordinary medical therapy, which probably means a dose of prednisone or methylprednisone to reduce the inflammation that occurs in the inner ear. One of the researchers says hyperbaric oxygen basically very safe and effective treatment with few side effects. It works for almost all patients and rarely leads to adverse side effects. Biggest problem, yes, some patients don't like to go in the chamber. They have claustrophobia. That's a limiting factor. But they found that hyperbaric oxygen's advantages were greater among patients with severe hearing loss from the beginning. And these treatments have to be administered as soon as possible after the hearing loss occurs. Those of you who've had hearing loss many years ago or many months ago, less likely to respond to hyperbaric oxygen. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got Tom from Connecticut. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I had an environmental test with urine done, and what came up was ochratoxin A, highest fungus, 3 times the level of fungus, and, pardon me for not saying these right, Nacin B, high NL, 2-HIB from gasoline additives, stearine, and percolate. I'm wondering what can be done for it.
What service did you use?
It was you want me to give the lab? There was a lab. I used Great Plains Lab, and it was a glyphosate and environmental toxins test.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with Great Plains. For some reason, they're not accredited in my state, in New York, but up in Connecticut, they're available. So it sounds like a couple things. You know, you have some mold in your environment, and you have some chemicals in your environment. Are you completely unaware of any mold growth or any moisture exposure in your home or apartment?
Well, I'm aware now, and I had some past exposure, and probably from the job, too. I probably picked up from the job, and I'm having body...
But this is your bloodstream, or is this when your environment was tested?
No, it was in my bloodstream from the urine test, and my environment wasn't tested.
Okay, so it was a urine test. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right, so... Right, I understand. So, in other words, these are contaminants that are found in your bloodstream. So, one of the reasons that New York, in its infinite wisdom, prohibits these tests is because, frankly, they're afraid that everyone is going to show up something, and it's going to create a great deal of alarm. And it should create alarm. I mean, I think we should be concerned about our exposure to environmental chemicals, but I think that some tests are so sensitive that they're going to find something in virtually everyone, and that does not necessarily mean that you are exposed to some sort of highly dangerous contaminant that's above and beyond what the average person is exposed to. So I'd have to see the test to, you know, interpret it properly. But, you know, you're like average people. Yeah, we're exposed to mold. We're exposed to chemicals. You know, breast milk contains BPA and all kinds of things that could really, they're concerning, frankly. So what once you have established that your body contains these things, you have to say, well, what are my environmental exposures? Where am I getting it? Is it from work? Is it an occupational exposure? For example, what type of work do you do? Are you in the automotive field?
Plumber.
Boom. Boom. There you go. I mean, between lead and between, you know, some of the chemicals that are used, yeah, you're going to get some exposure. And in your, you know, climbing around in moist areas, either on the job or in your home setting, you might be exposed to certain things. So really, we have to do some detective work, and that may require a home test kit. The place that I use is, it's called My Healthy Home, and the domain name is not .com or .org, it's .info. So myhealthyhome.info. Does screening in the home, not in your body, to determine if there's mold growth or if there's chemical exposure. You might get one of their kits and do it yourself. If necessary, you need to call in a professional. There are people who do mold abatement. They do chemical testing at home. Sometimes they do that when you're about to purchase a home, or you know, sometimes they do that after a flood or an exposure, or if you're sick and you show symptoms that are related to mold. So what this test should do is just sort of provide you with kind of a yellow light, like something's going on here, there is some exposure, how can you minimize your exposure, how can you build resilience, how can, you know, perhaps you can take antioxidants or other detoxifying supplements that can help your body cope with this burden, because frankly, we're all exposed to this stuff. It's nobody is exempt. I mean, maybe if you live in Antarctica or something. But then, you know, you might be exposed because of your Coleman stove, you know, that you're using to keep warm. Nobody is exempt from exposure to chemicals. This is actually in the field of environmental medicine. There's something called the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. I'm a member of that organization. Doctors specialize in detoxifying folks from environmental exposures, and you might look at their directory of physicians and see someone who is in your area who addresses these kind of concerns, kind of an environmental detective. All right. Thanks for that call. Very interesting. Brings up an important issue. This item, you know, it's Halloween is on the way. Everything is pumpkin spiced. You get pumpkin spice coffee, which I hate. Why ruin coffee with a pumpkin spice? But a pumpkin spice ice cream. I saw it at an ice cream stand. Everything is pumpkin spiced. The primary constituent of pumpkin spice is something called nutmeg. And as a former anthropology major, I find it interesting, is that the first known find of nutmeg has been discovered in Indonesia. The nutmeg was found as residue on ceramic potsherds. It's estimated to be 3,500 years old. That's probably before. That predates modern Halloween. In an unrelated find somewhere else in the world, in Cyprus, traces of opiates were found. This dates back to the late Bronze Age, 1650 BC. This is a little urn that contains opiates. And yes, pain was a problem, and they treated it with opium extract way back when. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.